with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, October 15th. I'm Daniel Versteeg. Let's take a look at the high school football scene from yesterday. Regular season wrapped up in Class 2A down to 8 player, but we're going to start in Class 4A, where the Lamar's Bulldogs pulled off the upset. They hosted 9th-ranked Spencer, and Lamar's got the job done. 38-28, they beat the Tigers and keep their playoff hopes alive. They were starting to fall out of favor in the RPI standings, but that win over Spencer last night definitely keeps them in the hunt. Let's take a look at how it all broke down. The Bulldogs got 2 touchdowns right away. Tegan Kazel, touchdown passes to Connor Jalis on both of them, made it 14-0 in the early going. Spencer would have an answer early part of the second quarter, as that made it 14-7. Now here's where things really got wacky. With a minute 55 left in the first half, Elijah Doherty scored a 16-yard touchdown, 21-7. All normal and good from there, right? Well, didn't take long for things to get weird, as a pass from Spencer's Riley DeWitt ends up in the arms of Connor Jalis, who ran it all the way back for a touchdown, 28-7 Bulldogs. You thought that was crazy enough? How about this one? The pass for Spencer was complete, then a fumble. It was recovered by Trent Marino, and he took it back for a touchdown. That made it 35-7. The Bulldogs scored 3 touchdowns, 2 defensive in the span of 1 minute of game action, all coming in the final 2 minutes of the half. Spencer would tack on another. They put together a quick drive, made it 35-14 at the half. And then things really went quiet. Spencer scored another 2 touchdowns, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth, made it 35-28. The Bulldog defense held strong in the fourth quarter. They were rewarded with a 36-yard field goal for Giovanni Cabongo. That made it 38-28, and that was the final score. The Bulldogs passed the ball well. Tegan Kazel went 13 of 19 for 218 yards and 2 passing touchdowns. Both of those went to Connor Jalis, who has 5 catches, 133 yards, and 2 scores. Also had that defensive touchdown as well. Elijah Doherty, 19 carries, 68 yards, and a rushing touchdown. On the defensive side, Evan Jalis led the way. He had 9 tackles. Alex Allen had a sack and a tackle and a half for loss in the victory. And again, Connor Jalis with the pick 6. Trent Marino with a fumble recovery for the touchdown. As the Bulldogs remain in the playoff hunt, they're now 5-3 and still alive as far as the RPI standings are concerned. We had coverage of Galen Catholic volleyball, or Galen Catholic football, on our airwaves. I beg your pardon for that one. As the Jays finished off a 7-1 regular season with a 44-14 victory over Alta Aurelia last night in Alta. Let's break down the action for you. Starting off with a slow beginning to the first quarter, it started off strong on the defensive side for the Jays. Keaton Bonderson picked off a pass on Alta Aurelia's first drive. They got the ball back, but then we'd have 3 punts. And things were pretty quiet offensively until Alta really got a drive going. Midway through the first quarter, ended in a touchdown pass. It was 7-0. Galen then put together a 14-play drive that took us to the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second. 6-yard touchdown run by Cale Pearson would make it 7-7. The Warriors then went 3-and-out, setting up Galen Catholic with another long drive. They started at their own 6, got all the way down to the 5, and settled for a 23-yard field goal for Keaton Logan, the first field goal for the Jays all season. Made it 10-7. Another 3-and-out for Alta Aurelia. The ensuing possession, the next play pretty much, 43-yard touchdown pass from Connor Kraft to Keaton Bonderson, made it 17-7. Alta Aurelia answered with a touchdown. Galen answered that with a touchdown late in the second quarter, 24-14 the score heading into the break. And then in the second half, 3 touchdowns scored by the Jays in the third quarter alone. 70-yard run right out of the get-go by Cale Pearson. Touchdown pass from Connor Kraft to Ryan Augustine. And then another touchdown run by Cale Pearson made it 44-14. That was the end of the third quarter score, and that would be your final score. The Jays also forced 3 turnovers, a fumble forced by Dylan Pacus, recovered by Keaton Bonderson, and an interception for Keaton Logan and Keaton Bonderson. On the day, Connor Kraft finishes 13 of 24 passing for 153 passing yards. He threw for 2 touchdowns. Keaton Bonderson had 7 catches, 80 yards and a score. Ryan Augustine, 3 catches, 35 yards and a score. And how about Cale Pearson on the day? 26 carries, 222 rushing yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. As the Jays improved to 7-1 overall and are moving on to the playoffs at the home game is going to be at Jim Lorenzen Field coming up this week, Friday. Now let's take a look at all the football scores from yesterday, as we'll start in Class 8 Player District 1, where the number one ranked team in the state, Remsen St. Mary's, rolled over Glidden Ralston 61-6. And how about the senior class in Remsen at St. Mary's? They went 31-0 in their four regular seasons for playing Remsen St. Mary's football. That is incredible. And the Hawks, again, wrap up another perfect regular season. The Kingsley Pearson Panthers punched their ticket to the playoffs with a victory over Soule Lane Christian last night, 75-34. Ninth-ranked Newell Fonda, they won over Forfeit over Arweva. The Rockets couldn't put together enough players for a team. And West Bend Mallard beat River Valley 57-18 in 8-player District 1. Over to Class A District 1, Hartley Melvin Sanborn dominated Akron Westfield. It was the Cooper Ebel show in that contest. 6 touchdowns for the future Cyclone as he beat the Westerners 41-8. Hinton beat South O'Brien 26-6. And that, a lot of Class A was decided playoff-wise, but that gave the Blackhawks the 3 seed out of Class A District 1. They beat the Wolverines 26-6. And how about MMCRU? Non-district game to finish off the regular season. They beat Sydney last night 49-6. MMCRU 3-5. They've won 3 games in 11-player football season for the first time in program history. Props to Coach Kyle Oswald and the crew, Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn, Remsen Union. Outstanding job getting that program back on the right track. I know at the beginning of the year he wasn't super high on the youth and the inexperience that his team had, but boy, a 3-win season is an outstanding showing by the Royals, and a good job by Coach Oswald and everybody involved with that program. Other scores around the area, not pertaining to Plymouth County. Class 1A District 1, Western Christian rolled over Emmitsburg 43-10. Ridgeview beat Sibley Ocheden 28-7. And it was 5th-ranked West Sioux shutting out Sioux Central big time, 68-0. In Class 2A District 1, 2nd-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock beat Okoboji 62-6. It was 8th-ranked West Lyon beating Cherokee 42-12. Unity Christian beat Sheldon 30-8. In Class 3A District 1, Sioux Center blanks Carroll 25-0. MOC Floyd Valley ditto to Boyden Hall Rock Valley 28-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Bishop Heelan 45-28. Other scores in Class 4A District 1 of note, Webster City beat Storm Lake 55-7. That now sets up a tie at the top of the district with Spencer and Webster City. And the team the Bulldogs couldn't beat last week, Dennis and Schleswig, well, they were beat by the Dodgers of Fort Dodge 28-7. And in 5A football from the city, 70-0 winners are the North Stars over Sioux City West. All those scores can be found on the KLEM website at klem1410.com. And now we'll take a look at the sports schedule for today. The Western Valley Conference cross-country meet is today. Best of luck to Woodbury Central and Kingsley Pearson for their participation in that. And Lamar's volleyball team is in action at the Bishop Heelan tournament today, trying to wrap up their regular season on a high note.
It's now time for the moment you've all been waiting for, the postseason pairings released in Iowa high school football. Let's take a look at those here really quickly concerning Plymouth County schools. Starting in Class 8 player, where the number one team in the state, the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks, they will host Audubon next week in the first round of the high school football postseason. Kingsley Pearson, who ends up in the playoffs after winning their final 3 games of the regular season, they'll have a rematch with a non-district opponent in Gretchen Terrell Ruth Van Ayrshire coming up next week. In Class A football, the Galen Catholic Jays, they get to host a playoff contest for the first time since 2011. They'll come into the contest with a record of 7-1, hosting Tri-Center of Neola coming out of Class A District 8. And the final Plymouth County school, knowing its postseason fate, the Hinton Blackhawks make the playoffs for the first time since 2018. They will be at Logan Magnolia, another school out of Class A District 8. In fact, the Galen Catholic's opponent in the first round of the playoffs last year. That's a look at the playoff pairings concerning Plymouth County schools. We'll have a full rundown of some of the area schools around Northwest Iowa coming up on Monday's sportscast. Don't forget you can follow us on our Twitter page as well for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.